So, welcome to a meditation session from Land of Joy. We'll be doing two meditations, both designed to try to achieve a calm and clear mind. One, we shall be using an object of meditation on which to focus, and for this we'll use the breath. And in the second meditation we'll try to engage what is called a formless meditation, where we simply open our senses without any particular focus and just try to rest in a state of natural awareness. So we begin by establishing a base posture. So this is like a reference point for our body. So if during the meditation we find that we've become too relaxed, maybe our body has slumped, or maybe we've developed tension. We find that our, particularly shoulders and our neck or different parts of our body have become very tense. So we can fall back to our base posture. As I say, it's like a reference point. So the most important thing for the physical posture is that our back, our spine, should be straight. We can imagine that all of the vertebrae are balanced nicely, one on top of another, not leaning forward or backwards, nor side to side. The back is straight, not twisted. So it's held upright and yet relaxed. It shouldn't be held tightly or with tension, but equally it shouldn't be so relaxed. So then on top of our spine is our head, resting nicely just on the top of the spine. We can tuck our chin just slightly in towards the neck. Maybe imagine somebody tugging on a hair right on the crown of our head. Just helps us establish a posture that is straight, upright, but always, again, without too much tension. Upright and yet relaxed. So the eyes, we can either have our eyes open, particularly if we're feeling sleepy, dull. We can have our eyes closed, which can be very good if our mind is very busy. Maybe we've just come straight to the meditation from a period of work or exercise, busyness, our mind remains quite busy, in which case it's quite good to have the eyes closed. Once we've become relaxed, our eyes can be half and half, half open, half closed. Hands can be in our lap, either with the palms up, with the right hand resting on top of the left, and with the thumbs, just with the tips, just very lightly together. or we can have our hands with the palms down on the top of our legs. Either way, at a position that doesn't introduce any tension into our shoulders, and also maybe leaves enough room for our elbows to be just held slightly away from the body, just allows ventilation around the upper body, around the torso. So with our legs, whether we are sat on the floor, on a cushion, or on a chair, our legs, really, we just need to provide ourselves with a stable basis. Something that is comfortable. The posture that allows us to allow our upper body to rest relaxed and upright, without using too much of the core strength, particularly in the abdomen, to hold ourselves in balance. So now we can just scan through the body, make sure our posture is upright and relaxed. We just look for any areas where we might be holding on to tension in our back, in the shoulders. Neck. If we find any tension, just allow it just to dissolve, drift away. In the head, the scalp, in the forehead, around the eyebrows, around the eyes, and the jaw. Just making sure we're relaxed and yet upright. Down the arms, and the wrists, and the hands, and the fingers. In our hips and the legs, just allowing any tension just to drift away. The ankles, the feet, and the toes. So this is our base posture. We should return to this position. Should we lose it during the meditation, either through becoming too tight, too tense, or maybe become very too relaxed, we can just return to this base posture. So just for a moment or two, just feel how your body feels. Just try to remember the feeling. So now we begin to turn our attention to the breath. No need to adopt any special pattern to our breathing. Just breathe normally. Inhaling and exhaling through the nose. Just try to become aware of any sensations that you can feel. Maybe at the tip of the nostrils, just inside the nose, maybe on the top lip. Become aware of, maybe you'll feel some slightly cold sensation as you breathe in. And just a mere movement of air as you breathe out. So we want to tie our attention to our experience of this sensation. With our mind, we need to know that we are feeling these sensations as we are breathing. If we can focus our mind on these feelings, on these sensations, we will bring our attention to a sharp point that will be aware and awake. But again, we don't want to be too tense. We don't want to push too hard. So we can say that our mental posture should become like that of our physical posture. Upright, in terms of it being aware and awake, and yet relaxed, without straining, without too much tension. So we simply place our attention on sensations of the breath. Breathing in and out naturally through the nostrils. We just firmly place our attention on the sensations of the breath. So for the next few minutes, we can just follow the breath. If our attention wanders, doesn't matter, nothing broken. We just simply, as soon as we notice that we've lost our attention, we just bring our mind, our attention back to the breath. This might be because we become engaged in a train of thought. Mind becomes very busy, and this drags us away from our attention on the breath. Or maybe our mind becomes very dull, maybe sleepy, maybe we even fall asleep. Again, as soon as we realize, we just gently bring our attention back to the breath, re-establish our physical posture, and just continue with the meditation. Nothing broken, no harm done. Just begin again. Okay, so now we can bring our attention back through our body. Become aware of our fingers and toes, the room around us. And when you're ready, just open your eyes. Come back to the room. So now we take just a short break, just a couple of minutes, just to relax. Don't move from the cushion or your chair. Just relax your posture and your mind. Before we begin the second session. Okay, so once again, we establish our base posture. Making sure that our spine, our back, is nice and straight, held upright. The head balanced nicely on the top. Eyes either open or closed. For this meditation, better if our eyes are open. We don't want to block any of our senses. Hands either in the lap or on top of your legs. Shoulders and neck relaxed, but upright. And your legs in a position that is providing a stable base for your body. So once we've established our physical posture, we just breathe normally. No need to adopt any special pattern to our breathing. Just breathe normally. Don't interfere. So we begin this meditation with certainly a joyful attitude. We feel fortunate that we've allowed ourselves to take some time to explore our mind. We simply allow our mind to relax without any particular focus. Leaving all of our senses open. We just allow the mind to relax, to rest, just in its own nature. However that may seem to be for you. We don't try to stop any of our sensory inputs. There will be sound, there will be smells, maybe tastes, physical sensations of touch, sights. Just allow these to happen without any grasping. Nice ones, without any aversion for unpleasant experiences, without becoming involved or placing any judgments on whatever we experience. Just allow the mind to relax. Just let it rest. Of course, our mind will like to be busy. Maybe we'll have thoughts occurring. Again, we don't try to stop them. We just pay them no heed. Don't follow any thoughts about the future, plans or fears. Just let them go. Thoughts about the past, memories, regret. Again, don't pay them any heed. Just let go of them. Even thoughts about the present moment. Don't try to analyze the present. Have no sense, I am meditating. Just let it go. Let it be. Don't even meditate. Just relax about the whole thing. Just sit and relax in the clarity and awareness of your mind. Just simply be aware. So for the next few minutes, just allow our minds to be relaxed, and yet with a quality of awareness and alertness. within which we just rest. So now we extend our awareness to include our body. So become aware of your fingers and toes. The room around you. And when you're ready, just come back to the room, refreshed and alert. Thank you very much.